Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best.
Hello, REI Society listeners. Today, we are doing a teaching just like I told you I would teach you in the last episode, where we're trying to determine your why you want to be in real estate. Now, since I am an expert in residential real estate, I am going to teach you the basis of real estate investing for single family property and probably any other property. I dabble in a little bit of commercial and multifamily, but the basis for specifically residential real estate, which is what I am in full time, you need to determine values like a realtor. Now, I am completely qualified in giving you this information because I have been a licensed realtor for 16 years and I had a real estate brokerage for several years and I sold it to my former business partner in that brokerage. And I've also flipped over 1,500 homes. I've had 100 plus rentals and I am really good at residential real estate. So not to sound arrogant right there, but I want you to know that I am completely qualified to give you this information so you don't think that something's missing here. Now, look, when I have comped properties, is what they call it. Comping means you're comparing a property to your subject property, and your subject property is the property you are trying to find the value of. It's the property you've contracted. It's the property you're thinking about buying. It's the property that you're buying to possibly rent out as a rental property, put on a long-term portfolio. But it is the subject property, and it's the subject of your basis in trying to determine values, and the comps are the properties that we want to pull information from to find out what your home can be worth. So there's 11 different ways to determine values that you need to pull together all in the same comparable list. And we're going to go right through these immediately. Like, this is going to be a short episode, but I do want you to pull out your notepad, pull out your pen, your paper, pencil, whatever, and be ready to take notes. So number one, the first thing you've got to look for when you are pulling comps, and this can be done through MLS or PropStream. I really like PropStream for the public. It's the best thing out there. I've got a link in our sponsored bumper here. Number one, you need 5 years of property age, pairing that to your subject property. So what does that mean? If you have a 2000 built home, you're going to go back 5 years before, and then you're going to go ahead 5 years in advance. So 1995 to 2005, you are comping a property from 2000 all the way back to 1985, and you're comping it from 2000 all the way in advance or in the future into 2005. I think I said, 1995 to 2005. I think I messed that up, but I think you're following me. I'm human. Just follow me. Okay, so if you have a property that is 1985, you are going to go from 1980 to 1990. If you have a property that is 1970, you're going to go from 1965 to 1975. So what does that mean? Why will you do that? Because you are trying to get the most similar year to the property. And usually within that decade of time, in that span of time, you will have same type of build, so it's easier to comp. You'll have same type of construction. You will have a really good quality property that matches the property that you are trying to comp. And you're probably going to be comping the property to be a flip or a remodeled investment utilizing the BRRRR strategy. So you're going to want to find properties that have been fully remodeled. So you want like-minded properties that are fully remodeled. So don't go comp this out with if it's a 1970-year-old house, don't comp it out with a 1965, the 1975 house that are foreclosed or distressed types of properties. Comp it out with properties that are fully remodeled. And that will give you the closest property within that year span, that 10-year span, that can give you the best quality comp for your subject property. So 5 years before, 5 years after the year built of the subject property. All right, number two, similar square footage. Kind of the same thing. I usually go within 10% of the square footage of the subject property lower, and then 10% higher in square footage. If I can't find anything that is within 10%, so let's just say it's 1,000 square feet, 900 to 1,100 square feet. If it's 2,000 square feet, 1,800 to 2,200 square feet. Look, 10% plus or minus of the subject property. If you can't find that, go up to 20%. But your whole goal is to narrow down the search. When you are comping properties, you want to narrow down the search to find the most like-minded properties that's in the similar condition as the subject property. So similar square footage, 10% plus or minus, worst case scenario, go up to 20% plus or minus. Make sure, going back to number one, it's within a 5-year span plus or minus the subject property as well. Now, number three, it's going to be the same thing all across the board, guys. Look, similar bedroom count. If you have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, you want to comp a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. If you have a 2-bedroom house that you are trying to add on or turn a bonus room into a 3rd bedroom, then you are going to comp that 2-bedroom house off of a 3-bedroom house. Whatever the end goal is for that property is the bedroom count that you are going to comp the property as. So if it's a 4-bedroom house, don't comp it all out as a 2-bedroom house. Comp it out with 4-bedroom houses. So stay in that similar bedroom count. And then obviously number four is bathroom count. So if you have a 1.5 bath, comp it as a 1.5 bath. And if you can't find a 1.5 bath because you didn't turn it into a 2-bedroom and there's only 2 bathroom properties, then do a small deduction, and that's called an adjustment. You are adjusting the value because you can't find the comps and all your comparables are 2-bathroom properties, and you are going to take off a small dollar amount for whatever is accurate for that bathroom count in your area. In my area of Atlanta, I might say a bathroom is worth $10,000 if it's a starter home. And if it is a 1/2 bathroom and I only have comps for a 2-bathroom home, then I may pull back $5,000 in value and knock that off and give myself an adjustment. So if the comps are $100,000 for 3-bedroom, 2-bath houses, I may say that my property is worth $95,000 because it's fully remodeled just like those $100,000 ones, but I only have a 1.5 bath and the other ones have a 2-bathroom. So I would probably give the benefit of the doubt anywhere on the low end of $90,000 comps to $95,000 comps. You just got to talk to a real estate agent in your area. Not everybody's going to be in the same kind of Atlanta area as I am. Obviously, I got listeners in every other state out there. So I would highly recommend find somebody that can help you out with evaluation adjustment if you need to do that. All right, number five, similar acreage. If you are comping a house out with a 1/2-acre lot, comp it out with a 1/2-acre lot. You know, the subject property has a 1/4-acre lot, comp it out with a 1/4-acre lot. If you have a property that has a couple acres, find properties that have a couple of acres. It makes sense, right? You don't want to comp a property that has a 1/2-acre lot with comparables that looks just like it, but they got 10 acres. Going to give you an inaccuracy in value. Those properties will go more because you have a little bit more land. You're thinking your values are there. And then you're not going to be able to sell it because you get your property overpriced when you put it on the market if you remodel it, because you need to make an adjustment again from 10 acres all the way down to that 1/2 acre. So you'll have to get really good and skilled at what adjustments are, but only if you can't find a comp for your subject property that is similar in acreage. Now, if you have 1/2-acre comps that match up with your 1/2-acre property, you're good. But if you can't, then you got to start going out and basis as far as the acreage. Now, here's the thing. Number six, same neighborhood. Stay in the same neighborhood for comps if you can. Now, a neighborhood usually is done by one or a couple of different developers or builders, and you want to make sure that you are conforming to the same quality of construction as the original builder. And if you can keep it in the same neighborhood, if it isn't a neighborhood, that is going to be the best way to go. So if you've got a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that went for $150,000 in your neighborhood and your home is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that is very similar, then that is going to be your best comp right there. the best one as possible that matches your subject property. But if you don't have them within a same neighborhood, then you have to go out. And number seven is I would recommend going out up to 1 mile from the subject property. So you can't find similar comps within that subject property. Go all the way out, hopefully as little as you can. 1 mile should cover it if you are in a kind of a congested area like, say, Atlanta or wherever else all across America. But if you can't and you're in more of a rural area, let's just say you are in a deep, deep suburb somewhere in a different state and you don't have a lot of property on top of each other, now you have to go to number eight, which is up to 5 miles out if it's rural. So I hope you're seeing this. You are finding comps that are very similar to what the end renovation of the property is going to be. If it's a 3-2, you need to match it up with a 3-2 in comps. You want to have similar bedroom count, similar bathroom count, similar acreage, stay in the same neighborhood if possible, similar square footage, similar age, very close proximity to the subject property. Obviously, that's going back, covering from 1 to 8. And now on number 9, you want to stay in the same school district. So think about this. If you have a zip code that has multiple schools in it, and it's the same zip code, let's just say you have one area, one ward of that same zip code has a 10 rated high school. And then let's just say there's a blighted area, whatever, across the tracks, which is typical all across America. And that has a 5 rated high school, but it's in the same zip code. Well, that 10 rated high school values are going to be more in demand. And those values are going to be pushed up because people want to be, and they're wanting to be in that high school district, and they're willing to pay more, and that pushes values up. So that's, you want to stay in that same high school district or school district as best as possible, and that's going to give you the best, I guess, comp price that you can get within that zip code. Now, a lot of people say, stay in the same zip code. I call bullshit. Don't stay in the same zip code. Stay in the same school district. School districts could go across zip code, and this next zip code could be a little bit better comp than the zip code that you're in, but you are in the same school district, so it doesn't matter. Stay in the same school district. All right, number 10, you need to have comps within the last 6 months. Now, markets change. Just like in the last few months, we went from a bull market to a coronavirus economy that will most likely put us into a recession. It's already started, and I'm expecting values to slightly decline here in the winter. So in an instance like this, I would recommend, you don't want to go all the way back to a year, because if you are comping a property in July 2020, like right now, back in July 2019, well, the values may have been penetrated and they could have gone up or down according what is going on into the area and the market overall. 2019 July prices are not going to be the same as July 2020 prices. If you go back 6 months, you want to get the sales there again, the closest to the subject property's starting date on the market. So if you are going to be putting this property on the market in September, you had a 2 month rehab and you're going to be putting the property on the market in September, then you may want to go back to March, go back 6 months from the day that it's been on the market. Yes, you still have a 2 month buffer, but you can get an accurate picture of what this property will be worth once you list it if you're trying to sell it. Finally, number 11, similar condition. We've already kind of covered this, I believe, but if we haven't, you want to make sure that you're not comping off of distressed properties. Yeah, you might have bought a foreclosure, but you are planning to do $80,000 in renovations in this property. Why would you comp it off of another distressed property? You got a good deal, you're comping it off of distressed properties. Now you don't even know what your property's worth. That's just going to mess you up. You want to find properties that are in the same end condition as the subject property when you get finished with it. So let's just say you are buying a property and you're just going to clean it up and throw it right back on the market and it's still slightly distressed. Well, yeah, comp it off of distressed properties. But if you're going to do a big renovation on or a small renovation, it doesn't matter. And it's going to be ready for a starter home, or you know, maybe it's a luxury home. Who cares? Maybe it's a luxury home, but you bought it at a good deal because it was a foreclosure and you put money into it. You want to find comps that are in the end condition as the goal that you are trying to achieve with the property. So I only comp properties because I do a lot of flipping. I only comp my flips off of fully remodeled properties that are very similar to the subject properties. So I hope that helps. You know, we'll run through them real quick again. I hope this helps. This should give you an accurate opinion of value that will be a professional opinion of value so that you can judge your property's values more precisely so that you don't get yourself in trouble by not being educated. And this is the best way to go after. So let's go through them real quick again. Number one, plus or minus 5 years of the property's age, the subject property's age. Number two, similar square footage, 10% plus or minus of the square footage of the subject property. If you can't, maybe go up to 20%. Number three, similar bedroom count. Number four, similar bathroom count. Number five, similar acreage. Number six, same neighborhood if possible. Number seven, if it's not possible, go up to 1 mile from the subject property. Number eight, if you're in a more rural suburb, go up to 5 miles from the subject property to find comps if you have to. Number nine, same school district. Number 10, up to 6 months of the market date when you put the property back on the market or when you are renting it. And number 11, similar condition. Find properties that are in similar condition of the end strategy. So I hope this helps, guys. I hope this makes sense. Like I said earlier, if you don't mind, please go ahead and give me a 5-star rating on iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. I want to go up in the charts. We want to make REI Society a very, very well-known podcast. We're working hard to give you guys more and more information, more and more education. And we can only get there with you guys, the listeners, going in there and rating us and writing a short description that says that you love the episode and the podcast itself. So thank you so much. Take care. See you next time.